We're north of Blair, Nebraska today at an open house for a new hog facility here built by the Mashoffs and John Tyson, the farmer. And we're going to talk with Willow Hollebeck, who is executive director of AFAN, the Alliance for the Future of Agriculture in Nebraska. Willow, another open house for a new hog facility, and you're starting to get more and more of these, it sounds like.
We are, Ken. We're seeing a lot of growth in the market hog finishing industry in Nebraska, and it's always fun to come and have these days and showcase the people's story, the builders, John's story, about what it means to them, what it means to their family operation. Lots of times we're finding, as in this case, that they're able to bring the next generation home, which is super. The last one that we held was out by Clay Center, and they were a first generation farming, but they were a row crop farmer that recognized the value of the nutrient or the manure coming out of the building. So there's all kinds of different reasons to be building them, and so we're excited that it's so diverse it can fit into a lot of people's operations.
Yeah, and talking to John here, he referred to it as a fertilizer factory, and he's pretty excited about what that's going to do for the farm.
Yes, it's a huge opportunity that maybe we haven't explored as much as we needed to in the past. In fact, during the next month, we are going to be holding nutrient management workshops across the state, talking about how the fertilizer with the manure is so effective and good for our soils. It means that we don't have to re-mine for a lot of the ingredients that are in that fertilizer. We just use it over and over and over again. So it's pretty exciting to see how row crop farmers can lower their inputs by using animal manure, and how effective and how good it is for the soil in helping Nebraska. All of our soils can use organic matter, and that's what we're adding as we put manure back on the fields.
So give us an update on, one of the things you're doing is trying to grow the livestock industry in the state. So on the hog side, how much progress have you made?
Well, I wish I could give you exact numbers. We have seen an increase in buildings for not only sows and breeding and farrowing units, but we've seen a big increase in market hog feeding operations like this one. We're still seeing that we are probably exporting 25 to 30% of our pigs, though, out of state to be fed someone else's corn to come back to our food processors here in Nebraska. So the opportunity is huge. We encourage everyone who might think about it to really explore and research. And if they have any questions, they can give us a call, go to our website, find our addresses. We can sure help put you in the right direction, as many of our partners are with finance or with building or with people who are offering contracts or with nutrient management. So we really are a resource that can help people connect all of the dots and see how it would work for them.
And as we've talked before, one of the challenges in some situations has been permitting and getting through the process on the county level. And you've been working to kind of make that a smoother process as well?
We have. We've really tried to work with a lot of farmers and a lot of communities and empowering them to make informed decisions about agriculture, specifically livestock, in their communities. We're finding that people are not aware of all of the basics, as in how much tax revenue that it creates, how much tax base in the community it relates, and it creates vitality, economic vitality, all through the communities. And so we're just trying to share the facts with people so that they understand. We have had some opposition, and I am just like any other farmer. I want to protect what is mine, and we all have that right on a local level. But a lot of the misinformation that has been put out there has led some people down the opposition way. So I just encourage people to make sure they're making an informed decision when they make their decision about how livestock will fit in their community and how important it is.